I've got a victory living inside of me. I got the greater one. I can overcome. This ain't no time to turn back, no place to grow slack. I gotta keep pressing on till every battle is won.
Good morning, class. Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and we welcome you to Faith School. Faith School is the place where my spirit is fed, where my faith grows stronger, and where I learn how to be an overcomer, a winner, a triumphant one. The scripture says, this is the victory that overcomes the whole world, even our faith. Then that reveals it's not just all up to God, whether we have victory or not. And like we'd mentioned earlier in the week, you know, frequently Jesus told people, according to your faith, it'll be done to you. As you have believed, your faith made you whole. Your faith has saved you. So that's why we have Faith School, because it is not just nice to learn about. It is vital to not being defeated, not being destroyed. It's vital for going to heaven instead of hell. It's required. It's not optional. And so not just that you get born again, get in the family of God by faith, but then the just shall live by faith and walk by faith. That's not just going to church. That's every day of every part of your life. Faith is, you know, trusting God. Faith is being fully persuaded. Faith is also how you see things, how you talk about them, how you respond. Now, you and I can't control everybody and everything around us. It's just not within our power and control. But we can control what goes on inside of us. And we can control how we respond to things. Now, the world and those without God and those without faith, something bad happens, a big challenge occurs, they're going to respond by crumbling, fear, panic, terror, hopelessness, wanting to quit, wanting to run away. Because without God, without faith, you got no response. You got nothing to come back with. But with God, it's totally different. Living a victorious life by faith is totally different from the worldly way. And you have that spirit of an overcomer. And no matter what happens, no matter how bad it might be, you know God's bigger and He's greater and the one inside you's greater, and nothing has happened that God didn't see coming and has already provided the answer for. All I got to do is stay with Him and a step at a time, hold on to His hand, stay close to Him, and when the dust clears, I'll be standing here. Amen. With the victory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And a testimony. And that's not just for one or two or for a few preachers or special ones. It's for every believer. Father God, all of us come to You today agreeing as touching this, rejoicing that victory is ours in the finished work of Christ, rejoicing that there is no greater than You, there is no greater than Your Spirit, Your Word, Your name. Quicken us, Lord, today in the ways and things You know we need the most right now. We ask for the utterance and the ears to hear it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Go please again to Psalm 23, and let's continue in our study that we're calling Faith for Provision. We're a couple of weeks into this now, giving 30 rock solid reasons. The reason they're rock solid, because they're scriptures, why we are sure that abundant provision is always God's will for us all. Big statement. Amen. But where'd I get it from? Well, reason 1, 2, 3, 30. We're in the process of going through scripture by scripture by scripture. I've heard people say, well, you know, I got a right to my beliefs and you got a right to your beliefs. As a Christian, you do not. No, you don't. As a Christian, you're not your own Lord. Jesus is your Lord. He tells you what to believe. You believe that. As one submitted to the Lordship of the Christ, you don't formulate and make up your own beliefs. They're to be based on it is written.
Amen.
And anything His Spirit tells you, in addition to what the Word says, He is the author of the book, the Holy Spirit. He's never going to contradict any of that. And it's never going to change. And really, the more you learn the Word, the quicker you identify the Spirit's dealings with you. Because even though it's different human authors, not authors, but instruments that the Holy Spirit used, whether it's in Genesis or Psalms or Isaiah or Matthew or Acts, it's the same voice. And the more familiar you get with that voice and that Spirit, then you recognize Him in the day-to-day dealings with you. And He will give you specifics and particulars. And I'm not talking about hearing voices. I'm just talking about He'll cause you to know it by the witness on the inside. And that light in your spirit will illuminate your mind and your understanding. But everything you get in praying in the Spirit, seeking God, hearing from the Lord, the Spirit leading you, every bit of it will sound exactly like the Bible. Because it's the same Spirit. Same Spirit. And the more you know of the Word, the harder it is for the enemy to trick you and mislead you. Because, you know, the devil does not present himself as the devil. Mm-mm. The Scripture says, you know, he presents himself as an angel of light, as a being of light. The enemy's favorite MO in practice is to convince human beings that what he's telling them is from God. That's one of his main things. And if you're ignorant of the Word and ignorant of the Spirit and God, you're easily fooled. Because the devil quotes scriptures too. You remember he quoted them to Jesus,
yes,
trying to trick him and mislead him. But what did Jesus say? It is also written.
Amen.
Right? So you need to know it is written, and you need to know it is also written. Right? You need to be able to rightly divide the word of truth. How do you rightly divide a scripture with other scriptures? And of course, it's a lifelong pursuit, learning His Word. And there's always more because it's alive, it's living. Oh, but I'm telling you, if you just get into some Word this week, you will immediately be harder for the devil to trick. Doesn't that sound good to you?
Yes.
Immediately. So thank God for His Word. Thank God for His Spirit. And what we're getting convinced of and more persuaded of right now is that it is always God's will for all of us to have abundant provision. Why do we think that? Why do we know that? Are sure of that? Number one, the Lord's my shepherd. I shall not want and lack. Number two, the goodness of God. Every time I get there, I just want to stay there for a while. Right? What do you mean? Abundance is good. Lack?
Bad.
It's bad. It's bad on Saturday. It's bad on Thursday evening. Is that right? It's bad all the time. It's bad in North America.
Yes.
It's bad in Africa.
Yes.
It's bad in Europe, right?
Yes, sir.
Bad is bad. Good is good. They don't change. No, God is good.
Yes.
He's not bad. It's the Jesus said that, talking about the Good Shepherd in John 10:10. He said, I am come. Jesus is telling us why He came. I am come that you might have life. The Amplified says, have and live life to the full until it overflows. He had said previous to that, the devil comes. He didn't come unless he's coming to steal something from you, kill something in your life, destroy something in your life. Then why are so many Christians attributing things that destroyed them to God? You hear a lot of church-going people, to listen to them talk, you would think there is no devil. They never mention an enemy or an evil one or destroyer. Now, I don't mean have the devil on your mind all the time, but you need to know if it's stealing, killing, destroying, Jesus said it's the thief. Is God the thief?
No.
Is Jesus the thief?
No.
Then don't attribute it to God. I know religion does, but they're mixed up. Stay with the Word.
Amen.
Stay with the Word. The goodness of God convinces us that it is never God's perfect will for us to be in lack and want and need. But it is always His will that we have good and plenty of it. What did the psalmist say at the end of the 23rd Psalm? Surely. Goodness.
Yes.
What?
Mercy.
Not badness.
No.
Right?
No.
Goodness and mercy will follow me or accompany me or be with me. When? At certain special seasons in my life? No. Somebody said out loud, surely.
Surely.
Goodness.
Goodness.
And mercy.
And mercy.
Will be with me.
Will accompany me.
All the days of my life.
All the days of my life.
Now, does that sound like always having abundancy? Abundance?
Yes.
For everybody?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So the goodness of God convinces us. And thirdly, now we're talking about the fatherhood of God. Look at Ephesians 3 again, please. Ephesians 3, Paul said by the Spirit, he said, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. You see, some of the family has already passed on and is in heaven. And the older you get, you got more people over there than you do here that you know that you're close to. That's just the way it works. Some of the family's there, some of the family's here, but the same Father. The Father and His family. Does that sound good?
Yes.
And it's a forever family. Oh, my. Forever family. You know, the Bible talks about the catching away of the church and how that when the trumpet sounds, the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we which are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord, and of course, with them, the rest of the family. So, if you've had someone, a believing family member, friend, spouse, child, that's gone on, that died, passed on, and you know they're a believer, don't let grief consume you, because you're going to see them real soon. If you live another 50 years, it's going to pass so quickly. And when we're reunited, never again will we be separated. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Never again. So shall we ever be with the Lord. And if they're with Him, we're with Him, we're with them. And we're with the Father. You know what one of the greatest, I guess the greatest, the highlight of heaven is going to be us getting to go to the throne and see the Father.
Hallelujah.
Whew. Our current mortal state can't even handle it. The Lord's, when Moses was in the glory of with God, and he said, oh God, you know, when you taste of His glory, you want more. You become a glory addict. You're like, more, please, more. And he what he's saying, he had been in the glory. He was in the glory so much that when he came down from the mountain, I mean, his face was beaming like a flashlight. Now that's being in the glory. And yet he's saying, oh God, give me all. I mean, I don't want a glimpse. Give me the whole thing. And God said, you can't, boy, you can't. I'm paraphrasing. You can't handle it. He said, no, you can't see my face. And other scripture talks about no mortal man or woman can see full the face of God and live. Talk about blowing you away. Literally. And so that's why, you know, 1 Corinthians 15 talks about this mortal cannot inherit immortal. This corruptible cannot inherit incorruptible. God is so powerful. His throne is so pure, so holy. We got to be changed. Our bodies have to be changed. Of course, first of all, we had to be changed, had to be born again. The inside had to be changed. But then the outside's got to be changed to handle this too. But oh, there's coming a day in our glorified bodies that we will be able to behold the glory of the Almighty God, the Creator of the universe, heavens and earth, the Father of spirits. And I reckon our hair will be blown back. But we will be able to keep our eyes open and not be disintegrated. You talk about a blast. Woo! We got something to look forward to. This is not fantasy. This is the future for believers. Hallelujah. And the scripture says, in fact, go with me to Hebrews, the 4th chapter. He referred there to the Father and his family. Well, if you've been born again, you're part of the family. And you know Romans 8. Well, if you're going to Hebrews, you could just stop by on the way at Romans 8. Talks about this. Romans 8 verse 14. Romans 8 14 says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are what?
The sons.
The sons. Now see, other scripture like in Galatians and Hebrews distinguishes us from servants like the angels are. They are ministering spirits. They are servants. And we also serve God. But we are not just servants. We are sons.
Amen.
And you say, well, what about the ladies? Same thing. There are male sons and female sons, but in Christ, there's neither male or female. So don't get hung up on that. Everybody who's born again is a son of God. And that, my brother, sister, is something else. We don't even know. I mean, we get a little insight in the Psalms where it talked about the angels saying, what is man that you are mindful of him? That you've put everything under his feet. The angels looked at us and they thought, you know, they're little, they're puny, they're dumb. You know, they're like, probably one of them looked at the other and said, I don't see what God sees in them. You know, but it doesn't matter because the Father loves us.
Hallelujah.
And we are the apple of his eye. And verse John says, at this point, the world does not know us. That is, they don't know who we are because they didn't know who he is. But we are the sons of God. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it shall be seen and known. We're in the earliest stages of our development. When the Lord says, my little children, it's not a figure of speech. We are little children. We're babies in so many ways, you know, compared to him. And so in time to come, the Bible says we're going to differ in glory like the stars differ in glory. sons of God. And John says right now it does not appear who we are and what we are. But right now we can know beyond any question that he is my Father.
Amen.
And I am his child.
Amen.
Come on, everybody say it out loud. God,
God,
the creator of the universe,
the creator of the universe,
the father of my Lord Jesus,
the father of my Lord Jesus,
is my very own father.
Is my very own father.
I am his very own child.
His very own child.
We are family forever.
Family forever.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And why are we talking about this? Well, for one thing, it's just great to talk about. But also, does a good father take care of his family?
Yes.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. We can count on it. We can be sure of that. Keep reading. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. For we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. But we've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Well, Abba is a word that a baby just beginning to talk might use for father, like Dada, Abba, Father. That is as intimate, as close, as much communion as there can be. Huh?
Right.
You go, Abba. And he goes, my boy, my girl. Right? My child. Not some cold institution. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Some company. Some religious group. No. Family.
Yes.
Family.
Amen.
The Father.
Yes.
And his family. Some of the families already in heaven, bunch of them. A lot of the families here on the earth. Soon to have a big reunion.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
The marriage supper of the Lamb. How many think it's going to be a spread? Woo. Have you ever seen a spread like this spread? No. I mean the table, the fixings, the tableware, the chairs, the garments, the whole thing. And everybody is going to be there.
Hallelujah.
You look across the table and there's Elijah. You go, hey, read about you. Huh? Noah. Whoo. Isaiah. John the Baptist. Jesus.
Jesus.
Can you say thank you, Lord?
Thank you, Lord.
And why? What gives you the right to be there? I'm family. I'm family. Family gets to come.
Yes.
Right? I'm family.
I'm family.
Didn't earn it. Didn't deserve it. Huh? It was given to me. What? Did you notice the term? Adopted. Come on, do you see this? Adopted. Because, you know, especially Gentiles were born outside of any covenant with God. But I've been adopted.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it is fully certified.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's done.
It's done.
I'm a son of God. My name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. You know, sometimes people get all hung up about their DNA and their genealogy and where do I come from? Well, it's really not that complicated. Adam and Eve. That's where you come from. All of us. And my spiritual DNA, very simple. I am born of God.
Amen.
There you go.
Amen.
Done. And that carries clout in heaven. That carries weight in heaven. Because it's glorious and powerful and ancient as all the angels are, they are not the sons of God. They are not the redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. He said, keep reading in Romans 8, you've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. You've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Well, what is bondage? Did you know if you get in enough poverty, you're in bondage? Aren't you? I mean, enough poverty, you can't leave the house. Right? Can't go anywhere. Can't buy a ticket on a plane. Can't put any gas in your car. Don't even have a car to put the gas in. Right? I mean, you can't. I mean, don't even have any bus fare. How far can you get? Right? Bondage. I said it's bondage. Anything that restricts you, limits you, is bondage. You get sick enough, you can't leave the house. Can't leave the room, right? It's like you're in jail. How's that the will of God? The spirit that God has given us, His Holy Spirit, is not a spirit who puts us in bondage. He's the spirit who keeps telling us, you're God's child.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
Call on Abba.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Call on Big Daddy.
Yes.
He's got plenty of money.
Yes.
Call on Big Daddy. He clothes the fields. He feeds the birds. He can do it all. Call on Him.
Yes.
Call on Him. Abba. Father. Isn't that what Jesus said? Pray, my Father who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And just a couple of sentences later, give us this day everything we need. That term means day by day, your daily provision. Every day. That means you don't skip some days where you didn't have provision. Every day more than enough.
Amen.
Why? Because my Father takes such good care of me. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Look in Hebrews 4. Hebrews 4 is where he said, verse 16, let us come boldly to the throne of grace. Who's sitting on the throne?
Father.
Daddy?
Yes.
Abba?
Yeah.
That we may obtain mercy and find grace. Find what?
Grace.
Find a sorry? It's not my will? To help you?
No.
Get the help you need. Get the grace and the help you need. Everybody say, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
You always receive me.
You always receive me.
You love me. You always take care of me. I am so thankful. I am your child. You are my Father. Forever. Amen. Our time's up again today. But aren't you glad about this? Come back tomorrow and we'll get even more excited about it. We'll see you soon here in Faith School.
I've got the victory living inside.
Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today, but you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-702-7390.